Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. Today, I'm coming to you with a short reflection from my heart. I want to talk about the power of witnessing ourselves, the invitation to trust exactly where you are. For me, I've been feeling the paradox of change happening quickly, while another old voice whispers that it's all too slow. We all carry these conditioned voices, and they rise up like little children needing our attention and our compassion. And when we tend to them lovingly, we create more space to open our vision to the new energies arriving in our lives. This is a remember that pause is not stagnation, it's preparation. Let's breathe into the truth together. I'll see you in the episode. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. So welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is Maureen Spielman, and it's episode 142. I had just a lightning bolt of energy on a Saturday morning. Usually Simona wants my episodes, rightly so, earlier in the week. And I thought I was going to do a replay. And then the guest I was going to replay, I thought, well, gosh, that's an old episode. And she has created new and lovely things. So then I didn't really want to highlight sort of like another version of her from probably a year and a half ago. And that's an interesting concept because we're all changing and growing so quickly that it is truly another version of us, likely outdated as well, because there's so much transformation going on right now. So it's Saturday morning, and I think that I am on my way to celebrate my sister's birthday, which is really exciting. I have been just noticing so much change in myself and in the women and men in my life. And so I think that there's an influx of energies coming in. I believe it's tonight. I've seen so much about a lunar eclipse, which I plan to take part in whatever way. I feel like in every eclipse, every new moon, there's always a message of, what are you letting go of? What are you shedding? So there'll be something definitely on my docket, because who's not shedding all the time? I'm not quite sure. I think we all are. But I think that what I really wanted to talk about was the change that's happening, but being a compassionate witnesser of our own journey. Because I think that we can have both sides of us, both voices and experiences, where there's part of us that trust in the flow of our lives. And we want to be there, right? So many times we set intentions that I want to be in the ease, I want to be in the flow. And even I set that for myself the other day in my community. We went around the room and said, what are you really intending for yourself in your business? And so we each named it. And mine was that, may I move through my week of work, what I want to create, with ease and flow. So I don't feel the pressure. So I don't go into a really familiar overwhelm. And I did attend Sand Syme's ancestral breathwork journey this last Tuesday. Now, she was my guest that I highly recommend you listening to 2 podcasts ago. It was episode 140. So I took part in the beautiful breathwork ceremony she did on Tuesday night. And at the end, there was question and answer. And a few women shared. It was really beautiful. And I really I have to tell you, if you go to her website to sign up for these, now she's taken a donation based, but they're on Tuesday evenings. And I had a really reparative kind of experience with my mother, who passed 9 years ago during that breathwork ceremony. And it was really lovely. And like I said, reparative. But she talked about at the end, when we're changing patterns in our lives, that, and I believe that the awareness is the first when we see ourselves in a pattern. And so I'm going to just use the one for me right now, that's you're not doing enough, or it's a voice, you haven't accomplished enough, you haven't brought in enough money, you haven't done all these things. And she was saying that when we're interrupting a pattern, we don't just want to have the awareness, and I'm going to botch it. Like, this isn't exactly what she said, but the way that I heard it was that we want to replace it with something. And so I started to think, oh, wow, when I do that pattern interrupt, when I see Maureen going to that place, how am I going to pattern interrupt? And even in a physical way of getting up from where I'm sitting is useful and beneficial. And it allows a break, whether it's, I've been getting so much information about like nature and our rebonding with nature in just that walk around the block. I think that it was in a recent Pam Gregory YouTube video that she was saying that when we go outside, the trees and the grass and the leaves and the wind and all the aspects of nature are really refueling us. So when I feel myself go to those old familiar places that can last a few hours, what am I going to do to interrupt? And the thing about it is, when the conditioned voices are still coming, they block me from seeing the actual truth of life, that there's so much support here for us, that in a moment's notice, I can talk to someone and my vibration has totally changed, that connection is key to our, I feel like, survival. I know that sounds extreme, but that it's connection is so important for our survival. And of course, there's a lot of talk about, oh, we want that in person. But then I heard something the other day that was said, if there's no time and space in this quantum world, then Zoom is very nourishing and fulfilling too. And again, like when I did my community call last week, there were two women there and the three of us left, I believe, feeling very, very nourished. You know, let's take a look at ourselves, the parts that are saying, it's not enough, you're not on time, you haven't got this, just throw in the towel, go get a 9-to-5 job. And I think that's so many of us listening here, right? And so there is really, this is a normal process for us. There can be both the acceleration and the doubt at the same time. But what I'm looking to do for myself is know when the doubt, the conditioned Maureen, that when that voice is coming through, or that's often called to an internalized voice of my mother or someone in my youth. So just knowing that we have both sides, right? And I believe what I'm seeing, and I'll describe it in this way for myself. One of the intentions I'm holding for myself right now, and one of the things I'm working on, is using my voice more. And now if you've listened for a while, you know that I grew up in a house where I didn't feel, it was through my eyes, that I didn't have a chance to use that voice. It's so interesting to me to listen to my siblings' experiences. We overlap on many experiences, but we also have different experiences. And that's so fascinating to me, because when I was in a more dualistic state of mind, I thought like, well, that can't exist. How can I be right and they're right? Someone's got to be wrong here. And now that I'm understanding the more oneness, consciousness, oneness paradigm, I want to say, is that it all exists in the same vacuum and no one is right and no one is wrong. And we greatly see through our own eyes. And we're bringing in past lives. We're bringing in each and every experience from womb to where we are now. So I think that one thing I'm going to say about these conditioned voices is not to make them go away and bypass them, spiritually bypass them, but recognize them and welcome them and let them know that, oh, I see that you're here. And this is part when I hear people talking about the internal family systems work, it just in the most basic premise of it is the allowance of each and every part of us, each and every emotion, each and every voice, each and every part that steps forward. You know, I think when we grew up, so many of us, it was like, well, that's bad, make it go away. And then, you know, cultivate who you want to be, which was always like a survival self or a mask anyway. I mean, there could be truth in some of our upcomings, I want to say, but yeah, I'm saying a lot here, but you can hear that mostly it's the welcoming of, okay, we're all welcome here. And when we give ourselves that, oh, compassion and non-judgment and welcoming, that it's all here. We can hear what they have to say and we can say, oh, I understand, and give compassion and validate and, you know, mirror back to our own internal voice that you're welcome here. And it's so understandable that you have this voice because this happened when you were young. Let's get in touch with those younger parts. So that's how this compassion and the understanding and the welcoming and these really gracious, very feminine qualities that are really healthy can help us really welcome all the parts of ourselves. And that's where the diminishing of our self-criticism and our judgment of ourselves begins to soften, begins to let go, begins to unravel. And it's just a beautiful process. And if any of you listening, which I know many are doing this work, then you've seen these parts of yourself. And there may still be these other parts that want to run the show, but we all have evidence in our own life. And, you know, this is a great idea for even a group to share how this could be so powerful in the witnessing of ourselves. And this gift of witnessing and giving ourselves stillness. When the energies are moving quickly, how do we practice stillness in our lives? I think stepping back, pausing, or slowing down is a really powerful choice right now. It allows us just this space to listen within, to elevate ourselves to this, okay, I'm going to create, whether it's 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes to journal, to listen in, to create the quiet. We have so much noise right now, so much noise. And so creating this quiet, I think another intention I have for myself, and I hear from people a lot, is the calm, the peacefulness. And we have to create it in our lives. And we have to make really concerted effort to put down our phone, to sit on the porch while the weather's still nice here in the northern part of the hemisphere, and read a chapter of our book, to maybe take your dog walk without the earbuds in. And I say that because sometimes I look at what I'm doing and I think like, oh, you can really take a break from always have something wired into your ears. And just reframing this time period we're in, and wherever you are, and if you relate to any of the things I've said about the voices or the ways that we have criticized ourselves or judged ourselves, it's just being aware, because at the same time, the magic is entering. And can we see the both of it? And I love meeting with women in groups because we reflect and mirror it back to each other. I said that on my most recent episode. But when I think of just the honoring that we as women are doing of ourselves, it's amazing, taking what we believe to be true more honorably and moving into a really healthy masculine energy around that. And so I've been learning a lot about just this. If you're a man or a woman or however you identify, within us, we have both sides. And so much of earlier life was maybe the toxic feminine of all the things, right? Whether it's overjudging of women or judging of women, it's not even overjudging, or just being in people-pleasing mode and not giving ourselves time to rest. We move into the healthy versions of ourselves where we nurture ourselves, where we trust that when we do, it will show in the outer world, in our relationships around us, when we really honor what we think and feel, and we put that into our voices, and we find ways of communication that honor ourselves and don't make our nervous system go crazy. These are all things we're going for with this healthy feminine, but also as women, if you're a woman, bringing online, and this has been my big work. So if it's your big work, come work with me, because this is the beauty. I believe it's that healthy masculine, and it is coming online. We've got all these, you know, the eclipses and the powerful energy and the solar flares happening right now. So we've got a lot of supportive energies coming onto the planet and moving in to, how do I want to use my voice? How have I forsaken myself with blessings? What do I want to say now? Can I? Is it possible? How would I do that? Just all the questions in marrying this divine feminine and masculine in this place of mutual respect, I want to say, but neutrality to allow us to embody both sides of ourselves. And I'll take a moment, you know, Eric Luzak was on recently. I want to have Joe Argazi back soon and have those male voices, because what I see with many men is they're becoming interested in, like, how do I bring in my healthy feminine? And geez, gosh, to the hyper masculine, it'd be like kind of maybe a little bit offensive to even suggest that feminine comes in, right? I know I've said a lot in a short amount of time, and it's been an absolute delight, because I've got to tell you, this was mostly unscripted, which if we find ways to appreciate ourselves in every day, and I invite you to do that for yourself right now, put your hand on your heart and ask, what's one thing that I really appreciate myself? Hold that, anchor it in your heart, give yourself just a little bear hug. And know that in the witnessing of yourselves, that it is one of the most mighty and powerful things we can do. And you are mighty. I always am going to share with you that one time I did an astrologer reading, and it was shortly after I was going through my breast cancer, everything. And this woman, she knew that I had this diagnosis, and she said, "You are mighty." And I was like, wow, that is not a word that you hear often. And you don't have to go through something like that. But let me tell you, we have all gone through our own things. And so to recognize that you are mighty, that you are a mighty, powerful, creative force in this universe, that you are a mighty witnesser of yourself, and just a holder, a beholder, and a witnesser of both you and the world around you. When we do this with a compassion, with a grace, we all of a sudden are experiencing life with ease and flow. And we don't even really realize how the alchemy happened, but you did it. So this is a gentle reminder too, that this spaciousness makes room for new energies. I'm going to sign off right now. If you want to reach out to me for any reason, for suggestions, for asking about one-on-one coaching, for joining my community of soul-centered women creating their business and creative visions, that's on my website at maureenspielman.com. Thank you as always for being a listener, and I'll see you in the next episode. May you have the most magical day and witness yourself with compassion and grace. Lots of love. See you in episode 143. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit maureenspielman.com or mysticalsisterhood.com.